right, it is Thursday morning. It is a brand new month. Welcome to February. If you like horseshoes, but you don't want to have to wait until summertime to pitch horseshoes, head out to the Pink Elephant this weekend. It is the annual Leader Dog for the Blind Snowshoe Tournament. Jill Hunter is on the line to tell us all about it. Jill, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. If I do my math right, is this the 35th year you've done this?
35 years.
Wow.
Yes, yes. 20 of it, for sure, that I've been handling the event. But when my dad first kicked us off, it was by accident. It just happened that his dog was injured, and he was complaining about the vet bills, and some of his buddies sitting at the bar donated some money in a jug. He collected almost $100 and had already paid Dr. Demerit. So he decided to send the money to Leader Dogs for the Blind. And since then, more and more people have supported this event. And we're excited that we have snow this year
yeah.
for our snowshoe tournament. And I appreciate you getting me on air to advertise our event. It's going to be this Saturday, Paul, February 3rd. And we have our sign up from 11 to 1 o'clock. And we kick off the tournament at 1 and start selling 50-50 raffle tickets, hot dogs and chili. All proceeds go to Leader Dog for the Blind. And for those of the listeners that aren't too familiar, it is a worthy charity located, a wonderful organization located in right here in Michigan, Rochester Hills. And they have made a huge difference. They've started doing this in 1939. So a very well-established, reputable, good cause.
Yeah, it is a great organization. I've known a lot of people over the years that have raised leader dogs and trained them, and it just really is pretty amazing what they do. And it's amazing how much money you've raised over the years doing this for, 35 years. You've raised quite a bit of money for the leader dogs.
We have. It really boggles my mind that we keep continuing to break our records. Last year, we raised over $8,000. I think it was 300 and something. I don't have it right in
wow.
front of me. We sent to Leader Dogs for the Blind, and we're hoping to get a good crowd out this year as well. There's a lady that when you mentioned about the training, they have a wonderful program where if you go on their website, there's mm-hmm. all kinds of information there, Paul, and I welcome our listeners to go online and look up Leader Dog for the Blind, and there's a wealth of information on that website. In the different programs that they have, it's all free. They don't charge any of their clients a dime. And,
Well, we're going to have good old-fashioned winter weather for the snowshoe tournament this year, aren't we?
I know, but, it's funny because it seems like the worse the weather, the better turnout we have.
Well, sure, why not? Who doesn't want to come out and celebrate winter? And we'll actually get a little snow during the day, I think, on Saturday, and it's going to be cold. And, of course, you can warm people up. People can go out and pitch their horseshoes, but then they go in and warm up with some
oh, sure, sure. And we're going to have a huge, nice fire outside. Some of the gals and guys put their horseshoes right on top of the top of the wood burner mm-hmm. to keep their shoes thawed out and to keep their hands warm.
Great idea.
And we were going to have some chili and hot dogs. All proceeds, pudding shots are really a big hit. And for those that cannot attend this Saturday but would like to donate, can I just give you the address?
Yeah.
It's Leader Dogs for the Blind, and they're located at 1039 South Rochester Road in Rochester Hills, 48307. And I'll just give you that toll-free number mm-hmm. if anybody would like to sponsor an event or get involved. That number is, Paul, 1-888-777-5332.
Fantastic. Hey, what time do things get underway, and what time do we wrap things up on Saturday?
We're going to sign up. We'd like to have everybody signed up between 11 and 1, and we start pitching shoes at 1 o'clock sharp. That's when I'll be at the table selling raffle tickets, and Mr. Wagger will be next to me selling 50-50s, and that's when everything gets kicked off. Now, it depends on when it ends, because if we have a lot of players, I was passing out beautiful trophies at like 11 o'clock last year.
Wow.
Because it's a two-game elimination,
uh-huh,
and you draw for your partner. So if you've got 64 players,
oh, yeah,
that can take some time to go through, but we keep everybody busy and happy and entertained in between times. We've got some amazing items for auction this year for our silent auction. And I welcome people to go on my Facebook page, Jill Hunter, and I've already posted several of the items that will be at our auction.
All right, fantastic. Well, I know you're going to get a great turnout. You always do. This Saturday at the Pink Elephant out in Smiths Creek. Jill, thanks for telling us about it. Good luck.
And hey, Paul, thank you for many years of advertising this for us.
Always happy to do it. It's a great event.
All right. You take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.